If you are here for the first time this morning, or even the second or third time, you might be a little skeptical and even confused. Well, I'm here to help you. Here are a few things we would love for you to know about the Bridge. We seek to make much of Jesus in everything we do. We are a family, so we're big and loud and sometimes messy. But that's okay, because we practice grace and love around here. We believe that God speaks to us and shows us the good news of the gospel in many different ways. Through reading the scriptures, through prayer, through testimony of what God is doing in our lives, turning the page, through community and doing communal things, through being honest and vulnerable as we share with each other, through music and through art. You will see all of those pieces this morning, but not necessarily in that order. So we welcome you to our Bridge family. We are so glad you are here. You are all an integral part of this morning. This is a kid and youth-led service, and they know how to live life to the full. Watch them, learn from them, join them. Because when you're here, you're family.
You kids did great. That was wonderful. Will you stand up with us? Let's read this together. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on the holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. Come, let us worship God. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, kids, on three, we're gonna bow. One, two, three. Great job, kids. Hey, will you go grab a seat, and then we'll leave a little aisle right here. We've got a little aisle right here. Yes. Oh, perfect. It's like you guys know exactly what to do, like we've rehearsed this morning. Strong work. And then if you guys have some seats in the middle, please scoot in. We got people standing in the back. Thank you so much, Rob. Yep.
Hi, my name is Zach. I've been coming here with my mom and my dad for 5-6 weeks. It's our first time going to church as a family together. We've been just loving this church and everybody who's embraced us. We love it here, and we are so glad to be here. My testimony starts with me having no connection to the Lord in any way. I didn't grow up going to church or even really knowing who Jesus was and what he did for us. I just filled my life with ways to satisfy myself. I thought of ways to maybe be a better person, but I'd never come to Jesus or repentance or really understood what it meant and what that holds to be a good person, that I myself could never reach that. I believe, like everyone else in the world, that if I was just not a murderer or a felon, I would end up just getting accepted into God's kingdom. As we know, that is not accurate. One day, this way of thinking was completely changed, and the Lord captivated my heart with his love in ways I don't even understand to this day. What caused my actual conversion or piqued my interest in him, I don't even really know. What I do know is that after I put my faith in him quite miraculously, or I really don't even know how, I started watching YouTube videos on all the things pertaining to the faith. That was my way of answering my questions and getting me preachers to really substantiate my faith for the time being. My father reinvigorated his faith in Jesus right after, or at least really close to the time I found my faith in him. The timing couldn't have been more perfect because really it was just me and him. We would talk on walks and that every other day. We would, you know, just kind of talk about God and what he's done for us. And really, that was our interim church. My mother, she noticed our newfound zeal and fire for the Lord and joined us, her being raised Catholic, but never quite abandoning her faith. Sadly, my dad was not as fortunate. The most important thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ saved me from the eternal damnation I was on the road to embrace. Ever since that day or night, that I really don't know when, the Holy Spirit has dwelt within me and has guided me on my life. For me, there was no gradual acceptance, but a radical commitment, all in one, that only the Lord could possibly do. I've been born again, and God has transformed everything about me. Now my life is his hands, and whom the Son sets free, let him be free. I believe my testimony shows God's sovereignty, and that he is the one who does the heavy lifting. You just have to have true faith in him. I, myself, the ways I discovered him or whatnot, that is not what truly matters. What matters is that I know my salvation is secure in the love that Jesus shows me. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. So, that is my testimony. That is how I've come to the faith. That is the reason why I am here on this day.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. We light this candle as a sign of the joy that only Jesus can bring. Light the pink candle. Oh.
The scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hawks. And I want to welcome you to this second episode of The Joy of Painting with you. Son of a gun, I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since we had our last episode together. But that naughty little COVID church threw a little stickler in those plans of ours, didn't they? But if you're joining us for the first time, I'd love to give you a warm welcome and to invite you to join us in painting together. So if you would, let's drag out your brushes. Drag them out. There we go. All right. All right. Let's drag out our brushes. And you're welcome to paint along with me. Oh, what a wonderful day, isn't it here? Ah, beautiful day here. By the way, you'll see the 5 colors that we'll be using today on our palette flash across the screen while we get ready to go. You'll see them now, all right? There they are, okay? And so, beautiful, yes, yes, yes. We'll start with a nice Cornhusker yellow, switch to a Nebraska red. After that, we'll go to a beautiful farm green, Bridge Brew, and Lakewood lavender today, all right? Doesn't it just warm the heart, especially at this holiday season? Now, we have our typical 11 by 19 canvas here, and it's primed already with liquid white. Liquid white, you want a little bit of a wet canvas because it allows the paint to stick. Just a little bit of liquid white. But you can use whatever size canvas you want. All right, you got your brushes ready, everybody? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Christmas is a happy time, isn't it? We just heard that little happy song that Mary sang when she learned that she was pregnant with sweet little baby Jesus, didn't she? All right. And she sang this song. And so today we're going to paint in the spirit of Christmas what we'll call our happy little nativity. All right. Are you tracking with me? Who's ready to paint today? All right. Let's paint together today. Oh, my paint is here. It's in my mind and in my heart. All right. Anyway,
Let's start together, friends. So by the way, you got your primer with your liquid white. Let's just take that paint and let's just start brushing our brush. All right, here we go. Unbrush your brush, just like this. By the way, when Mary sang that song, she said, God's mercy is for generations. But what makes me so happy today is that there's a lot of generations in this room. We got some happy little young people and some really old and really happy old people. I mean really happy old people. Really, really happy old people. Oh, shucks. Let's just keep painting, all right, here. By the way, as we paint, so you can draw some young people and some old people in your paintings. Oh, this is just beautiful. And by the way, Mary said there that God showed his strength with his arms. Oh, and how, isn't that nice? Sometimes we think about bodybuilders. So what I think we're going to draw today in that nativity is a little strong ox. So you think about that strong ox and maybe that strong cow, maybe even a strong camel. You can draw a sheep. They're kind of dumb, but if you want to draw one, you can draw a sheep too, all right? And if you'll see that there, oh, and you know what? It's Christmas. You can draw a mouse if you want. You can draw a chicken. I don't care, but let them be happy because it's a happy time. So draw your happy little mice and your happy little cats. By the way, it also said this. Did you notice that? When we heard Peyton read it, it said that God scatters the proud. Now, before we change our colors from Nebraska red to Cornhusker yellow, what we need to do is clean our brush. And this is my favorite part of the whole show, friends. All right? So what we have here is odorless thinner. And what you do is you just dip your brush in like this. And you, whoops, sorry, don't want to spill that odorless thinner. It can burn things, all right? But you do that, and it cleans it up. But then what you need to do is you just beat it up. You beat the devil out of that brush, all right? And because what happens is when you beat the devil out of it, you can take out all your hostilities and your frustrations. It's the funnest part. And I tell you this, just have a good time. Beat the devil out of it, just like that pride that we all have in our hearts, huh? So let's just beat the devil right out of that pride, send it right back to hell where it came from. All right, anyway, so, and it says here, that God exalts the humble. So let's draw some humble, maybe some humble little donkeys, maybe a humble little goat or a mouse, maybe a happy and a humble little star. That would be wonderful. Oh, and by the way, it said that he fills the hungry with good things. So maybe if you'd like to draw a steak or a filet, you're welcome to do that as well. All right. Goodness gracious. Well, looky here. Shoot. I think we have a finished painting right here, friends. And you can see it. Look at that. What a happy little nativity, isn't that? It's a happy little nativity. I didn't do this well. Who says? All right. Shoot. All right. And with that, my friends, you too have painted with me a happy little nativity. I hope you'll join us again next time. God bless and Merry Christmas.
That was awesome. Bob Hox. That was awesome. That was great. They asked me to share just a quick little devotional for us this morning, so I wanted to do that. But I just wanted to share about two different verses that we have, 51 through 53. If we could get it on the screen real quick. So it says, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Of course, that's God doing all these things, but God is doing these things to different types of people with different characteristics, right? They have different things that make them who they are. So what I was reading this, I was trying to figure out what exactly does it mean to be proud, or what exactly does it mean to be strong? And so what I really think, I think I actually need some help to show me what that looks like. So I've talked with some of you guys in the audience already to come. If you could come up here and be a part of that, but I want to pick a couple of kids too. Who here would like to help out this morning? I got you. You want to come up? And how about you too? Great, so we got three students. We got a handful of adults too. So real quick, yeah, come on up, y'all. Come on up. Nice, perfect. All right, so we got a great little crew up here. What I need some help with this morning, I need some help figuring out what does it mean to be these types of people? What does it look like? So show me this. What does it look like to be a ruler, a king? Can you show me that? Can you show me that? What is this over your head? That's awesome. I love it. No, what is about the opposite? What does it look like to be a servant? What does it look like to be a servant? Oh, humble and smart. Cleaning the floor. That's awesome. All right, I got a few more. What does it look like to be a rich person? The money machine. That's awesome. The opposite of that now. What does it look like to be a hungry person? That's awesome. All right, I got two more. What does it look like to be a mighty person? Show me that. That's awesome. Now the final one, what does it look like to be a humble person? Ooh, very beautiful. That really helped me understand what those people looked like. That was awesome. Thank you, you guys. You guys can go grab a seat. That was awesome. Thanks, buddy. That was awesome. Well, God is not ashamed to be with the small people, right? We know God actually comes to Mary, who's young and the small and the outcast, right? And he actually chooses to be with her. Because God actually loves the lost. He loves the small and the forgotten, right? In fact, I even think those people that are labeled as lost, God actually goes towards those people and shows them how they can be found. The people who are labeled as poor, God ultimately shows them how they can be rich in spirit, right? The people who are young can grow in maturity in Jesus. Right? God actually goes towards those people. And in fact, I think our passage actually shows us that if you think of yourself as strong and rich and powerful, then you'll miss that you actually do need God to come in and rescue you, because you'll be quick to think that you can save yourself, right? But if you think of yourself as small and humble and weak and in need of a savior, then Advent becomes so much sweeter. Right? Because Jesus comes to do just that. It's pretty awesome. So what I want us to do this morning, I want us to spend some time practicing what it means to be small and humble. And I want us to take just a moment of silence to help quiet our souls and help practice that, right? So what we'll do, we'll take just a moment of silence here. For those of you that haven't done this before, what we'll do is we'll just take our hands and we'll put them together and we'll close our eyes. And just try to spend a moment in quiet. And while you're doing that, try to think through your life, right? What does it look like for you to be humble as you're getting ready to go into the Christmas season and over the next couple of weeks? So spend some time with your eyes closed, take a deep breath, and just spend a moment in silence.
God, we love that you meet us in our silence. We love that you meet us in our noise. We love that you meet us in our joy. We love that you meet us in our sadness. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we get to celebrate him coming to earth as a child. We love you so much. Amen. All right, I want to talk to you kids this morning. Can you guys scoot in a little bit, please? This is for you guys, not for the big people, okay? You ready? Well, you just heard Tyler say a lot of big words. Who remembers one of the words that Tyler talked about? Who? Declan. Humble, that's right. Ooh, stealing my thunder. What's another one? Salvation. Ooh, what's another one, Ember? Kindness. Ooh, I like that. What about you, Selah? Yeah, mighty, that's right. He said a lot of words. And Declan said one of those words was humble. And he's exactly right. So Mary was humble too. Do you know what humble means? It means having a low opinion of your own importance. That's some really big words. Mary was saying, I'm not as important as I think I am. You know who else was humble? Who do we celebrate their birthday on Christmas? Everybody, Jesus, that's right. And Jesus was the most humble of all. In fact, he humbled and came to earth as a child, like you guys. Actually, he came as a baby, smaller than you guys. And there's a reason that Jesus didn't come to earth as an adult, because adults are boring. I'm just kidding. Jesus came to earth as a child to be an example to everyone, even us, of how we should be. We should be humble. Us big people should be humble like children, like you. And when Jesus grew up, he told everyone that he was around, everyone he talked to, he said, be humble like children. In fact, in 3 of the 4 Gospels, Jesus said almost the same exact words. Listen. Matthew 18:3, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And then in Mark 10:15, he said, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And again in Luke 18:17, he said the same words. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of heaven like a child shall not enter it. Hey, you guys, if the Bible says the same thing more than once, do you think it means it's important and we should listen to it? Yes. I want to tell you something. Did you know that back in Jesus' day, the Jewish people didn't even believe that kids were members of the family? They thought they were more like property or servants. They didn't think that kids were important until they became adults. Can you believe that? I can't believe it. So when Jesus said these words, he can't believe it either. So when Jesus said these words that I just read about becoming like a child, it was radical. Do you know what radical means? It means no one had ever said it before, and it was unbelievable. Jesus said, you adults might think you're all important and stuff, but I'm telling you that the only way to be truly important is to be like a child. The adults were like, you know what one of my favorite things about you kids is? You love to learn. You love to explore your surroundings, and you love to wonder about the world. And you love to ask why. Why? Right? You know, you go through this world wanting to know what everything means, to touch and feel and see and hear and taste and experience everything for yourselves. You take it all in, and you're so excited to just live. Did you know that we adults need to be more like you? We do. Jesus tells us to have a childlike faith, a faith like you. Your faith is simple. You don't have to make things hard or complicated. And Jesus told us, all those people out there, he told us that you are our example. Now, Jesus told us that we need to change and become like children. Now, of course, we don't have to shrink in size and become the size of you, although some of you are already bigger than me. That would be silly. Adults, Jesus asks us to change our hearts, to become humble and admit that we are not important, to admit that we need him to change us, and he will if we let him. Kids, we adults like to make things complicated, but they're not. They're not, are they? No. You know that all we have to do is accept that God loved us, that he wanted a relationship with us, and so he sent Jesus to die for us. That's it. It's that simple. Can you guys teach us how to have a faith like yours? Can you show us how to learn and wonder and live? Because if we adults act more like you kids, then we can keep our eyes focused on God. And adults, when we do that, he will give us exactly what we need for every day because he is so, so good to us. All right, let's pray, you guys. Can you show us how to pray? Heavenly Father, we want to become like children. We want to be simple and full of wonder. We want to be grateful that you sent Jesus to rescue us. Lord, help us to humbly admit our wrongs and humbly admit that we need you. We want to not be great in our own eyes, but great to you because of our childlike faith and wonder. Teach us, Lord, to become more like children. Amen. All right, I gotta talk to the adults now. Can you show them how to act? Okay, you ready? All right, well, in the spirit of being humble and becoming like children, this morning, we're gonna do just that. Yay! We are all gonna become like children today. What do you mean, Miss Alicia? Well, I'm so glad you asked. In a minute, but not until I tell you to, we're going to do communion in a completely different way this morning. We're gonna do a collaborative communal activity. Collaborative means all of us. Okay. We're gonna paint by letter this morning. And the letters you are gonna see represent the colors that Bob Hawks told you about earlier. That bridge blue, that, can't bring myself to say it, that lavender yellow, Cornhusker yellow. Okay, so here's how we're gonna do it. You guys listen up, because you gotta show the adults what to do. You ready? There are three art stations set up, two out in the living room and one up here, as you see behind me. You will be dismissed by our amazing ushers. Our bridge youth are gonna come and help you with this. They will dismiss you by sections and rows. This section goes to the stage. This section goes through the left doors, my left. This section goes through the doors where Rob is standing. Wave, Rob, there we go, okay? Sorry, this is a lot of instructions, but you're gonna do great, I believe in you. When you are dismissed, you will walk to your art station with your family and your roommates, okay? The ones that are dismissed together. Parents, when you are dismissed, please come grab your kids from the floor and take them with you. And then when you're finished painting, they will come back and sit with you. Once you get to your art station, you're going to take a paintbrush. This is our paintbrush this morning, okay? You're gonna take a paintbrush and you're gonna go dip, dip in the paint, and then you're gonna go tap, tap, tap on the board that you see in front of you. You're gonna go dip, dip, tap, tap, tap. Everybody together. Dip, dip, tap, tap, tap. And then you're gonna put that down and you're gonna go get another color and you're gonna do the same thing. You ready? Dip, dip, tap, tap, tap. Dip, dip, tap, tap, tap. All right, there will be plenty of people at the stations to help you and guide you and let you know what to do and let you know when it's time to move on. Now, don't forget to use those sound effects in your head because we all know that art looks better with sound effects. All right. Now here's the kicker. Not everyone is going at once, so some of you will be sitting here waiting to be dismissed. While you are waiting to be dismissed, there will be questions up on the screens. We want you to talk to your neighbors. Gather the people around. This is not a time of silence. It has not been silence this morning except for that one little moment. This is not a time of silence. We want you to talk. We want you to share. We want you to go through those questions together. We hope you don't know everyone sitting around you because now you will after you leave. As Forrest Gump would say, now we ain't strangers no more. Once you finish your turn at the art station, please return to your seat and continue discussing those questions on the board until everyone is done. The screens. Until everyone is done. Capiche? Capash. Again, this is not a time for silence. We want you to participate. This is our communion for the morning. We are doing this communally together as a family. We want you to experience this life moment together like children. In fact, I hope you have some children and youth around you because they have a lot to say. Are we ready? Okay. Kids on the floor, don't move until your parents come get you. Okay. Go for it. My ushers can come forward whenever you guys are ready. Do what? Talk to the people around you. Good job. Good job. You're doing great. You're doing great. Hello. I hope you guys are still talking amongst yourselves. I hope you're still discussing. Good job. It's looking good. Everybody participating. Hello. Those of you who are left, you have a big job. When you get to your art station, you will see that there are a lot of colors on there, but there's still a lot of black showing through. We want to get rid of all the black. So those of you that are left are gonna have to up your painting skills. Let's get all those black colored in, okay? Hang with us. right, we're down to our last few rows. You guys hang in there. Good job on not keeping it quiet in here. You guys follow directions well. Good job. Fill in all available space when you get to the art station. Let's get this done together. Stay with us, you're doing a good job. Stay with us. Stay with us. We're getting close. We're getting close. Getting close.
Are they all right?
Good job talking amongst yourselves. Keep talking, keep talking.
Thanks, brother.
In the living room. We're finishing up. We're finishing up in the living room. Everybody come on back in. Please. Sorry. Good job, Brady. All right. Go. Just throw it on the bottom. It's fine. Everybody come back. Now we are gonna ask you to be a little bit more still now. We're gonna come back in. We're gonna calm back down. Everybody's gonna take a deep breath with me. Ready? In and out. Another breath in and out. One more in and out. Thank you. That was awesome. That was really cool. When I said collaborative art project, you took it seriously. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it was a good experience for you. Ian's gonna sing this song, and you guys join him if you want. And let's prepare him room now.
As a kid, I was diagnosed with ADHD, and part of what that means is that my brain has a pitcher and a catcher in my head, and that it takes something really exciting for the pitcher to actually wind up all the way and throw the ball. So instead, ADHD hyperactive disorder means that I got a pitcher that goes like this, really, really, really fast all the time, and my balls don't quite make it to home plate, unless it's really exciting. As a reminder to myself of this season, I wrote this song to prepare him room. And so to sit is the most difficult thing that somebody with a diagnosis like that can do. So you can stand, you can sit, you could kneel, you could do whatever you feel is most beneficial, but I just wanted to sing this and invite you to join me in preparing room for Jesus. Amen, amen. Thanks, Bob Hawks.
That was great. Oh, that was.
Hey, you know, have you ever seen those where you see a beautiful masterpiece, like a Bob Ross painting, and then you do yours? You know, I think this is what we got. But I think there's something here. Let's see what's underneath here. Shall we, friends? Oh, wait. It's a happy little star. Is that right? I'm going to leave the rest of that tape up there, all right? And what do we have here? What is it? Oh, a happy little manger for sweet little baby Jesus. Right there. Look at that. Well, that would take me too long to pull that off. But look at that. We pulled it off, friends, all right? It's a little special in some spots, isn't it? Just like you, you're all unique. But I'd say it's a pretty happy little nativity, wouldn't you, right there, friends? And we did it together, didn't we? I tell
nice
you
job,
what.
Team.
Hey, we
nice
did
job.
It, everybody. And most of you hung around to see the big reveal. That's pretty awesome, though. Not bad. A little dark when you have some droopy paint, though, all right? You know, but anyway, we'll touch that up. I think one great way to close out this service this morning, friends, is we sing Joy to the World. Amen? As we talk about the Magnificat, and Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices, we're going to sing Joy to the World. So stand up and have a happy sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart be bearing room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Hear to the earth the same. Sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. He rules, let's sing it. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations proud. That was cool. It was like I had a background band that was behind the curtain. That was awesome. Let's receive our benediction after this wonderful service. God the Father, who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, give you grace to prepare for eternal life. God the Son, who comes to us as a redeemer and judge, reveal to you the path from darkness to light. God the Holy Spirit, by whose working the Virgin Mary conceived the Christ, help you bear the fruits of holiness. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Peyton, great job.